Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Rock Ridge Girls Golf with sophomore Amelia Rush. And the Rockets, as we speak today, have not lost a dual meet. Amelia Rush, how's it been going on the golf course here in 2020? It has to feel good to play a high school sport, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, it feels good. We got to be one of the first scores since like 6 months, so that was fun.
Well, and you've made the most of it, you and your teammates. Tell us about this season and why have the Rockets been coming through on the golf course?
It's definitely been a lot different than last year, but a lot of thanks to our coach, Beal, for getting as many meets in as she can. And we're already scoring better than we have at the end of last season, so that's good.
And what has been working in your game? I know you've been the medalist a few times, so evaluate your game so far in 2020.
It's been shaky here and there, but for the most part, I just try to get a good drive and work from there.
Well, it's been working, apparently, so you're not the only Rush on the team. Who's the other Rush, and how do you get along with her?
My sister, Ella Rush, she's a senior, and a lot of times we get to play together, and there's definitely the good and bad and in between. We like to beat each other, but it's good. We motivate each other, I think.
Yeah, and you're the little sister, and she's the big sister, so I know a lot of times the little sister will get picked on by the big sister, but then the little sister will really antagonize the big sister. Is that true with you two?
I think sometimes. Sometimes she likes to coach me while we're playing, and that doesn't always help me, but we have fun.
Yeah, and just a little bit about this weird year. As you mentioned, you know, in terms of IHSA sports, you know, basically cross country and golf are the only things that are being played right now. And everything came to a screeching halt in the middle of March last year. So what have been your emotions in all of this? You know, I know you're a softball kid at Rock Ridge, so you didn't get a softball season last spring. You play ASA softball, but I assume it had to feel really good to finally get out and play. You know, we call it a Rock Ridge IHSA sport. So what about that?
Well, earlier in the summer, we thought that we weren't going to have a golf season because of some of the things going on with the governor and stuff like that. So when we found out we were really, really excited. And now every time we just get to get out on the course, we feel lucky.
Well, it was nice. I saw last week it was Rock Ridge and Mercer County had a dual meet, and both teams were undefeated going in, and the event was played at Hawthorne Ridge. So it's kind of neat to have those type of golf events sometimes. I know, especially this year, because you don't get the big invites with the COVID-19 restrictions.
Right.
But what about the Eagles and the Rockets last week with two undefeated teams going at it out there?
That was an interesting meet. Really, when Ella and I came in, we were one of the first groups done, and I didn't think we had it. The two girls we played with beat Ella and I both, but Hannah Graves and Emma Slattery both shot low, and that really helped us out, and we just barely beat them, I think. So that was a fun meet to play with somebody kind of closer to us and a really good team.
All right, so what about the rest of the golf season then? I know it wraps up October 24th. It's not a true state tournament format this year, only a regional format, but it would be kind of cool to win a regional in a COVID-19 year. So what kind of are you and the team shooting for here in 2020?
Definitely, I think we're leading the conference right now as a team. So I hope that we can keep that going. And then hopefully we play well in regionals. And I think our coach has talked about, some people are talking about having a sectional. So that would be really cool. Hopefully we do well at regionals as a team and advance to sectionals if we have it.
All right. And you're a softball kid too, so you are playing some ASA fall softball. And I ask a lot of golf kids and softball kids and baseball kids this. Does a golf swing impact a softball swing, and does a softball swing impact a golf swing?
I always say I think my golf swing makes my softball swing better because I think it helps me keep my eye on the ball, but I don't know.
That's a good answer. All right, I learned another thing. You talk about playing fall ASA softball. You play for a team called Texas Glory, but they're Texas Glory of Illinois is what they're called. So tell us about your, you know, playing softball here in the fall while you play IHSA golf. How does that work?
Well, mostly we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and golf is usually Monday through Thursday. And, like, yesterday my team got done around, like, 3 o'clock in Peoria, and I came home and went out and played 9 holes after that. So a lot of the times it's going from softball right to golf and trying to play before we have a meet like today. So.
All right. Awesome talking here with Amelia Rush, sophomore for Rock Ridge on their golf team, and they are unbeaten, their dual meet record. And she's going to, when we finish up here, they'll play golf, practice today, or they'll have a meet, and she'll pick on her older sister, Ella Rush, and we'll have to get her on the WDRMJ airwaves here later in the school year so we can get her side of the story. Amelia Rush, thanks a lot, and good luck rest of the golf season. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WDRMJ.